You cover the pillow with a, what do you call it?
Quilt.
Now this is like when you pull back the quilts, you know, to get in bed,
mm-hmm.
and the pillow has a something or other on it. We have a name for that?
Pillow strip.
Okay, what was it you called that again?
Pillow slip.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything that's like a pillow, only it's about twice as long as a pillow?
Twice as long as a pillow?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
Okay, so you did have a long pillow like that. You might say, that pillow didn't go just part way across the bed. It went?
All the way across the bed.
Okay. Do you have a name for a kind of bed cover that's made? You know, you told me a quilt was like made out of one piece of cloth, one big piece of cloth.
Yeah.
Do you have one that's made out of like small pieces of cloth? You know, all sewn together. Do you have a name for something like that?
All sewn together. Patches.
Okay. Do you have a name
patch
for
quilt?
Oh, okay. A patch quilt, is it?
Yes, that's what I call it.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
Paddock. A pallet.
Okay. Okay, back to the farm. Farm questions. You might say, we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very rich in what?
Soil is very rich in what?
Uh-huh. What's another word for rich, kind of, when you're talking about soil?
Good.
Okay. Or fur?
Fair.
Okay. What do you have? Do you have a name for a flat, low land along a stream that sometimes it overflows in the spring and then they plow it up?
Low foundation.
Okay. Do you have a name for a field that might be good for nothing other than just raising grass and clover and alfalfa or something for hay? Do you have a name for it?
No.
Okay. Do you have a name for a kind of land that just had water standing in it all the time?
Creek.
Okay. Well, this wouldn't be flowing. It'd just be standing there.
Oh, standing there for a long time, river, yep. Lake,
Okay, this would have like, well, I'm talking about, it'd have grass growing up through the water, and it would only be like about a foot or two of water or something. Oh. Maybe it had trees growing up through it. And would you have a name for land like that?
I call it Creek Foundation.
Okay, would you ever call it a marsh or a bog or a slough or a swamp or a mud flat or anything like that?
Swamp.
Okay. In general, would a swamp be big or would it be little?
I say big.
Okay. Do you have a name for a swampy kind of place, but it's along the sea, it's near the sea instead of, you know, inland?
No.
Okay. What different kinds of soil is there? Can you name some kinds of soil?
Yes. As rich. There's rich soil, there's cheap soil, and there's fertilizer soil.
What kind of soil?
Fertilizer soil.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
Spade and soil, that's all.
Okay, up in Dallas where I'm from, there's this real black stuff. And I don't know, do you have a certain name for that?
Black soil?
Uh-huh.
Do I have a name for
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay. Let's see.